Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on Gina Hobson on 5/29/24. Mrs. Hobson performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complexes are normal. T-waves normal, period. New paragraph impression normal. EKG next. Six-minute walk test on patient James Hugart, H-U-G-H-A-R-T. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5/29/24, Mr. Hugard performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a rumor saturation was 94%, period. Patient walked 342 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation remained 94%, period. Epigraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Cassidy, C-A-S-S-E-T-T-Y. This goes to Dr. Bowling. On 5/29/24, Mr. Cassidy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/21/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Daniel Roof. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 5/29/24, Mr. Roof performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes without improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/4/23, there's been no significant change, period. Epigraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Paul Hurt, H-U-R-T. This goes to the VA on 5/29/24. Mr. Hurt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Epigraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Paul Hurt. This goes to the VA and Dr. Archuri. On 5/29/24, Mr. Hurt performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97%, period. The patient did walk 172 meters in 6 minutes. At the end of the study, the saturation was 94%, period. He did pause at 1 minute and 13 seconds due to dyspnea and dizziness and fatigue. He resumed at 2 minutes and 9 seconds and paused again at 3 minutes and 46 seconds, period. He stopped the test at 4 minutes and 44 seconds due to back pain, shortness of breath, and fatigue, period. Epigraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Lorenz, L-O-R-E-N-Z. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/29/24, Mr. Lorenz performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. Epigraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Karen Cheney, C-H-E-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/29/24, Mrs. Cheney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/15/24, there's been no significant change, period. Epigraph impression, a moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.